Welcome to the first ever Chat with Clark podcast episode. I'm the host, Joe Clark, and I'm sure many of you were expecting a very trendy, you know, poppy type of intro, but you're just not going to get that with me. You're going to get right to the point. And here on this podcast, we like to talk about mindsets. We're going to be talking about why the way we think about things is so important and the ways that in which our mindsets improve our lives. If we better our mindsets, we can better ourselves. So I'm Joe Clark, like I mentioned, and welcome to Chats with Clark. See, I'm a senior right now at John Carroll University, which is located on the east side of Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm wrapping up my undergraduate degree in both English and in education. And it's crazy to think that somehow 4 years have already passed. And the more that the time passes, the more that I find out that life is quick, life is short, and what we have is time. We don't have a lot of it, but we have some of it. Out of the wide earth and the wide experience that is reality, we have a little bit of time. So I want to talk about three things. First of all, a quick introduction to me. Secondly, mindsets as a whole. And the third thing is reality. So I'm Joe Clark again, and thank you for being here. If you haven't yet and you like what you're starting to hear, maybe hit that subscribe button. Give it a quick follow wherever you're listening. If you're on YouTube, thanks for checking me out. If you're listening strictly to the audio on podcasts, whether by Apple or Spotify or whomever, thank you. I went to St. Ignatius High School. It was an all-boys high school, also in Cleveland, Ohio, and it taught me a lot of things. It was religious-based, which really grounded my faith, and it bolsters me as a human being, I feel like, to have experienced that. So for that, I'm grateful. And throughout those 4 years at Ignatius, I really developed a sense of gratitude. I developed this feeling, this notion that for which we're grateful is what really makes us who we are. Because the things that we're grateful for are the things that we hold to their value. We hold them to have value, to justify their experiences, to justify whatever it is that we're experiencing with that thing. The entity of for which we're grateful is something that propels us. I was on a podcast recently, and something that I had talked about with the host, shout out to her. Her name's Riley Burke, and her podcast is called The Variety Show. Check her out. I'll drop it in the YouTube comments below, but it's The Variety Show. And we were talking about how, you know, if we actually were to do the old wives' tale of writing down everything that we're grateful for, it would take forever. It would take absolutely forever. It would take an infinite amount of years to sit and write down every little thing. Because I know that right now, if I were to just run off a quick list, I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I'm very grateful for anyone who's taking the time to listen to me. You're about 3 minutes in, believe it or not. And I'm grateful for this microphone that I'm speaking into. I have one on my lapel, and I have one that is attached to my computer right now. And it's actually a podcast microphone. So depending on where you are, you're hearing me through those two things. I'm grateful for my voice. And you see, we can go on and on and on. And what a powerful experience that would be in this hypothetical infinite reality where we could do these things, where we could sit down in a notebook, and by a notebook, I mean probably thousands upon thousands of notebooks, and write down all the things we're grateful for. So my time at Ignatius really bolstered my gratitude for life. Now, I always have liked life, and I really love life. I think it's such a gift, but the mindset behind it is what drives me. It's my purpose. I think my purpose on this world is to hopefully help other people find their purposes, to inspire people to think about their mindsets, is to develop gratitude for the people in their lives. Because when we develop gratitude, we appreciate life to the fullest. We appreciate whatever those things are that for which we're grateful to the fullest. And who doesn't want to be better? If we all individually are better, then the world around us will be better. So if I can have one person come out of this podcast saying, you know what, I'm going to try and be more grateful. Or if I can have one person come out of this podcast and think, you know what, I'm really happy that I listened to him today or whatever, because now I feel like I can be better for other people. That is by far the only gift that I could ever want to give to someone else. And so this is my voice. This is what I'm doing. If you're here for the ride, I appreciate you. If you're here for one time, I hope that you have a tremendous experience with this podcast. Regardless, this is Chats with Clark. I'm Joe Clark, and here we go. So why mindsets? Like, we all have different mindsets about anything. You know, my mindset towards rugby, for example, is very inexperienced. I think it's a very interesting sport. I know nothing about it. I couldn't tell you one thing from another, but that's my mindset towards it. I have a mindset. You know, I think it's cool. That's part of the mindset. And that's about that. I don't know much about it. And, you know, one of my best friends was a star rugby player. So it's interesting that it's something that's so pivotal to him is something that for which I'm also very inexperienced. Now, what does that mindset tell me? It tells me that I just don't care about rugby as much as I care about, say, this podcast, where I have very high aspirations. I have very great goals in mind, where I want to influence the world and help people and help myself to be better. And if we all do that, then we're great. So mindsets are about anything. That was my whole point in that perhaps not so great tangent. But regardless, if you read the description of this podcast, you know that mindsets are important to me. And when we focus strictly on results and we omit the mindset or the work or the efforts taken to get to something, then we're shorting ourselves and we're shorting the experience as a whole, because the results are fleeting. Results come and go, right? Once I finish my undergraduate here, I'll have a piece of paper and a supposed degree to my name, a couple degrees to my name about what? To say that I'm a master at something. The only thing that that degree really represents, the degree is the result, is the four years that took it to get there. The mindset, the work that it took to put into it. So if we strictly focus on results, we lose the mindset. But if we focus on the mindsets, then we can recognize where our shortcomings are. Because if we focus only on the results, you either completely fail or you completely pass. But if you focus on the mindsets again, then you can recognize where, okay, actually I fell short in this aspect, but I can improve there. Or I did really well here, so what worked? And that's where we start to think, and that's where our development comes into place. Is because when we focus on all of the different ways that, or all the different things that come into a mindset, then all of a sudden we recognize all the different things that we have control over, that we have an influence on, that we have our hands in. And so those are the most growth worthy things. You know, mindsets are universal. They can be applied holistically. When we develop mindsets about one thing, we can apply it towards another. If it's from a working aspect, if it's regardless of our feelings, if it's more of a structure from which we follow. If I start each day by saying that I'm excited to take on the day, that's a mindset that I can apply to my schoolwork, to going on a bike ride, to picking out furniture for a future home, to what I wear in the morning. Any of that can be applied. I'm excited to do these things. I'm excited for the opportunity. Mindsets. You know, in this, you hear that I'm very keen towards a mindset of positivity. I think that if you live in a negative state, then you are destined to bring about negative results. Whereas if we focus on being positive, and I don't mean the cliche happy-go-lucky all the time, like there's never a bad thing in the world mindset, but the mindset of, you know what, I know that I'm going to struggle, but through those struggles and through those difficult times and through that difficulty, then I can become better. And I know that the tasks that are difficult to me are opportunities for me to develop different aspects of myself. If we only did things that were easy to us, we would never have that growth. But a positive mindset in those difficult times is what allows us to have the growth to the fullest. Again, we're always talking about maximizing our potential. If we don't want to maximize our potential, this is not for you. The thoughts about mindset are not for you, because you'll live in a status quo forever. We'll all live in a status quo forever if we do not want to maximize our potential. If we want to stay within our little boxes, if we want to stay within our little realms, that is perfectly fine and comfortable and probably happy, but it is not the happy. It is not the best. It is not the greatest that we can be. It is not fulfilling all of our gifts and our potential. So that is why I am very keen towards a positive mindset. And you might say, okay, Joe, well, what about when it's really hard? What if there's just no point in being positive? What if you just lost a loved one? What if you just X, Y, or Z? I couldn't agree more. That is the toughest time to be positive. But isn't it also the most important time to be positive? When everything's great and dandy, it's so easy to be positive. What is there to not be positive about? And then you're just looking for things to not be positive about. But when it's really hard, we have to hold on to the things that we know are good, true, and beautiful. And if we don't, then again, that's when we fall into this notion of status quo. Because we'll struggle and we'll feel the pain and all of those things. And that's all things that we should do. And it helps towards our progress. But in those dark times, in those hard times, in the times where we lose a loved one, in the times when we lose our job, in the times where finances just don't, and our money just doesn't seem to be adding up to the things that we need it to, in the times where we're hungry and we don't know if we want to be spending money towards that, in all any of these struggles that we can think of, it's the positivity that pushes us through. It's the positivity in the mindset of saying, you know what? I'm alive. I can get this done. I can make sure that I'm not in this position going forward. barring extraneous circumstances, of course, but I'm going to do what I can do so that next time that this happens, I'm better than this time. And if there's a time after that, then the same. It's this constant progress that we focus on when we're positive. It's not this kumbaya, all is well, like there's nothing, all is good, nothing wrong sort of mentality. It's that you address what's wrong and make it so that going forward, the wrongs turn into, you know what, I'm okay. And the okays turn into, you know what, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do this well. It's wanting to do things well. It's wanting to develop. That's the positivity aspect that I really want to focus on. So, you know, the most successful people in whatever passion they have are focused. They're focused mentally. If they weren't focused mentally, they wouldn't have succeeded. Anyone. Take Jeff Bezos, right? We would all probably agree that this man has built quite a company in what is Amazon. And he was focused, you know, when he started off in his garage and they were packing things, they would all pack things on their knees. Him and his couple buddies that were starting the company with him, they would pack boxes on their knees. And after, you know, a couple of days of packing boxes on their knees, they decided, wow, my knees hurt. We could be so much more productive if we weren't putting our bodies through physical pain to pack these boxes. And Jeff Bezos came up with the idea to get knee pads. And his buddy said, why don't we just get a table? Why don't we just get a table, Jeff? And what an idea that is, you know, put the boxes to a point where we can stand instead of being on our knees and a knee pad. Forget the knee pad, get a table, put the boxes on and the products on a higher surface so that we can reach them. So that we don't have to put ourselves in a crouched, hunched position, knelt over to bend and put these things into boxes. They were focused, they were mentally determined to make sure that the task wasn't altered, but that they altered the methodology of getting to that result. As long as we know the result, then it's all about focusing on the mindset. If you don't know the result, then of course that you, the result that you want to get, then of course focus on that, figure that out, because then you don't know your path. But the path is determined after we know the mindset. And sometimes that's why they always say, that's why we always talk about life being a journey. Life is a journey, because if it's always just the result, then well, you might as well just focus on dying, because that's the result of life, I suppose. But if you focus on the journey, if you focus on the mindset throughout life, then all of a sudden the journey is fulfilled, the experiences are worthwhile, then we can care about leaving an influence. The most successful people in whatever passion they have are mentally focused. They're determined. They're positive. They have to be positive. If they're not positive, they wouldn't believe in the thing for which they're aspiring to do. For teachers, they believe in their students. They believe in the subject matter that they're teaching. For doctors, they believe in the patients. They believe that their hands or their technology is worthwhile to be implemented in a way that helps other people live more healthy lives, one way or the other. Whether it's a hip replacement, a nutritionist or dietitian or whatever they're called, any of this, it's all so that other people can grow, can be healthy. See, anything that we do, if we twist our minds in a way to, and I say twist, I don't like that word, it sounds negative, but I'm saying if we alter our minds to think of what we're doing in a way that we're aspiring towards something, then the positivity comes through. Because if you're aspiring, you're not status quo, you're not stagnant. Anytime you're stuck in place, we tend to feel out of like we're searching for something because it's just so mundane. But anytime that we're aspiring towards something, which I would contend is anything that we're doing, anything we're doing. You're grocery shopping, you're aspiring to feed yourself. Anything that we're doing. So anytime that we're aspiring to do something is anytime that we're really doing something. And when we think about it like that, then I think that we start to see how positivity comes right through. It's all about mindset. The mindset towards that which we're doing will drive us. So my challenge to all of us is to think about whatever we're doing in a way that is productive. Think that what I'm doing has value. Think about what where I am today and the efforts that I'm putting in all has value. So let's harness that and make sure that we can do those things for the long run. That's the mindset. Now, Chris Hadfield, he's a space station astronaut. I listened to an interview of his, and he thinks that perspective is gained by experience. And you might be like, yeah, that's not a profound claim. And I'm like, I agree, except the fact that his experiences are pretty profound. He's a space station astronaut. He said he remembers looking down at Earth and thinking about the fact that there are about 7 billion people walking around on that Earth, and they all had different experiences.
And now all of a sudden, this granular idea of experiences make our perspective becomes very vast because there's so many people who have so many experiences and a various set of perspectives about anything, literally anything. Now that is reality. Reality is the composure of 7 billion people and their various perspectives to discover whatever the truth is, known or unknown, about something. That's reality. Now, as long as reality is confined, as long as reality is determined by 280 characters on a tweet, literally just 280 characters, and that includes your spaces, we're lost. Our truth is misconstrued. Our truth is not complete. Reality is unjustified by a concise, inadequate version of 280 characters. As long as someone in 280 characters dictates truth, then truth isn't truth. Because truth is so much more than 280 characters. Truth is so much more than just one person's experience of whatever something may be. There's 7 billion people on this earth, and Chris Hadfield contends that while he stares down at Earth, every single one of us has a perspective about something that is valuable. And you know what his push is? To share our perspectives. To share our perspectives. Because if we don't share our perspectives, then they're just stuck with us. They're lost within us. They boggle up on our minds, and our perspectives aren't anything but, well, our perspective. No one can grow from them. No one can develop upon them. No one can say, hey, did you ever think about this? We can't grow as people if we just hold in our mindsets, our perspectives, our ideas. Our version of reality is limited. That's why we have to share it. If we just focus strictly on our own version of reality, we can never develop a full sense of reality, which is so much bigger than us. It's so much bigger than 10 of us. It's so much bigger than a city, a country, a state, an entire continent. Heck, it's bigger than our universe. Things that are inconceivable don't even scratch the surface of what reality is. Reality was long before us, it's going to be long after us, and it's every single day that we're alive. So why wouldn't we share our sense of reality with other people? We have social media, that's what it's for. We have opportunities, we have the internet, we can read if we're lucky, if we're fortunate enough to be able to read, but we can read these things on the internet that develop us, that develop perspective. Reality is so much more than what we experience on a day-to-day, but that is our reality. And it's not to say that it does not matter. It's not to say that our reality is anything but spectacular, but to focus on it and to share it, to share what we learn from it. I'm currently writing a reflection on a prayer, the prayer for, it's called the Serenity Prayer. And it's a prayer for me that has been influential in my life, and you know, I'm writing just what I've learned from it, and I've been doing it very gradually, but the experience has been something that is really, really powerful because I'm focusing on a prayer that I knew influenced me, and I'm focusing on why it influenced me, and the why is the question. Reality is composed of whys. Why did we elect to do this and not that? Why did I elect to record this podcast today and not yesterday? I don't know. I'm trying to, I think, you know, influencer Gary V has said that perfection is the disguise of insecurity. And I think for me, I couldn't be more moved by that because I've pushed this podcast off now for far too long, but I'm beyond excited to do it. And they'll be coming out every Wednesday, and my tangent on that is done. But the question is why? Anything we do, if we ask ourselves why, then all of a sudden we tangent into a mindset. All of a sudden, then we drive ourselves to think about the mindset with which we're doing something. If we just ask what we're doing and we focus on the result, then we'll never understand one another. We'll never understand why reality is so big. So big. What is your why? What is the reason you do what you do? And what is the mindset? Why is that the mindset? When we find our mindset, we understand us more deeply. We understand one another more deeply. Tony Robbins, another speaker with whom I think I have great regards for Tony Robbins as a speaker, and he says that people want an extraordinary life, a magnificent life. if we can all make each other better by sharing our experiences, by sharing our reality, by sharing our perspectives, why wouldn't we? We're holding ourselves back. We're holding each other back. Let's respectfully share what we know, what we've experienced. No one's saying that it's doctrine. No one's saying that it's truth or gospel. But all of a sudden, it seems to me that it's if someone with a freaking blue verified check on Twitter tweets something, it is gospel. It is dictated as truth. But it's all segmented. It's all a minor part of reality. We post pictures of a singular moment on Instagram. A singular moment. And how often do we fall into the trap of thinking, you know, this person on Instagram is X, Y, or Z. This person likes to party. This person must love the Cavs because they went to one Cavs game and took a picture of it. How often do we fall into this trap of thinking that reality is such a minor moment? It's not. It's not at all. If reality were confined to a minor moment, I don't think we'd live much more than those moments. But we live day in and day out. The question is, why? Why do we go through our motions every day? Why are we inspired to either get out of bed in the morning or to roll over? I like to roll over as much as the next guy. Those weekends come, I roll over that extra hour, two, and that's great. You're rejuvenated. You need it. I'm not saying don't do any of this. I'm just trying to put in the question of why don't we share our perspective? Why don't we share reality? Why don't we let the question of why influence our mindset? Every single kid that is out there asks the question why 45 times a day. It's probably the most common question that comes out of a kid's life. And then all of a sudden we grow up and we're told not to ask why. We go to school to learn. Don't ask why, just learn. That's B. That doesn't make sense. We have to ask why, because if we don't ask why, then we'll never know why. We'll never know what we're doing. We'll just know that we're doing it. We'll know that I'm going to go to work today, so answer that question. That's the question. What's the so? For many of us, it's to get a paycheck. Okay, great. That why you're getting a paycheck is also an important question. You're getting it to support yourself, to support other people, to maybe be able to give to other people, whatever. But the question of why is so important. We don't ask it enough. I don't think that we ask it enough. We focus on portions of interviews as a whole. That's not right. We're all falling into a trap with as our mindsets become narrowed, as our exposure to things greatens, our mindsets have become smaller. Our attention spans are smaller. Our focus is smaller. But our reality is so much more than that. Again, our reality is so large. It's so great. I challenge all of us again to share it. I challenge all of us to ask the question why. I challenge all of us to think about the facts that, you know what? I'm alive today. I'm experiencing something that no one else is experiencing because I'm me experiencing it. That doesn't mean that I'm great. That doesn't mean I'm better than anybody else. But it just means that I'm experiencing something that someone else is not experiencing. And I have the opportunity to share that with the world. I have the opportunity to share that with the world. Think about that. I don't know who's listening to this right now. I don't. But I'm challenging you, and I'm challenging myself, and I'm challenging my mom, because mom, I know you're going to listen to it, and I thank you, amongst others. But hey, I got to crack a joke here and there. I mean, we're talking about serious stuff, right? I challenge all of us to ask the question, why? Why are we doing what we do? For this podcast, like I mentioned earlier, my why is to share my version of reality, my experiences. That's not to say that they're better than anybody else's because they're on this podcast. It's just my way of voicing it. It's my way of putting it out there, of having our set time on this podcast, whatever, however long it ends up being, be a time where we can think about mindset, where we think about, you know what? I know why I'm doing this. When we find out why, the reasons that we do it, the why, the rest of our life is influenced, because then we focus on the mindset. The why is the mindset. The why is the reason for the mindset. Then we alter our mindset, and all of a sudden we look at things as opportunities. We come at things with excitement. We think, oh, positivity doesn't mean that I have to be happy every single moment. No, positivity means that I'm going to try and make the most out of every moment, because the next time when I'm feeling down, the next time when I'm going through struggles, I can come out better than I did this time. As long as we come out better as people, then everyone else around us can come out better. We all grow together. When one of us grows, we all grow, if and only if we share our realities. And it all stems from our mindset. Do we see how this link comes to be? Do we see why sometimes when we alter our mindsets, we can alter our progress? Because as long as we focus on more than the results, then our progress is better than the result. But the results come as a part of that. Thank you for tuning in with me. This has been A Chats with Clark. This is episode 1. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button if you're on my YouTube. Hit the subscribe button if you're listening on whatever podcast. Please share this to someone who needs to hear this. Share this with someone who you want to think about why with you, who wants to join in this journey of progress, of positivity, of focusing on our mindsets. Because each and every week, it's going to be a different thing about mindsets that I'm going to talk about. This is Joe Clark. I'm coming to you live from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for tuning in. This has been A Chats with Clark.